Hi, and welcome to the Inside Hour. I'm Dr. Len Horowitz.
And I'm Sherry Keene.
And we're here to bring you the Inside Hour every week at 9 o'clock Pacific, midnight on the East Coast, and what we cover is the world's worst news and the world's best news, the greatest secret and truths that have not been told for many, many millennia, and we're here to tell those truths that shall set us free optimally to be all that we can be in divine human communion, which is what's really necessary today if we ever hope to get out of this mess that we're in.
Yeah, isn't that the truth?
That is the truth, Sherry. Hi, tell folks about the kind of sponsors we've got and why we're thankful for being here.
Well, we want to thank everybody on CBS Radio. We want to thank Seth and his family over there.
Don Newsom, Doug Newsom.
Newsom's family. And we also want to thank our sponsors, which are OxySilver and Healthy World Store, which has amazing products. If you haven't gone and visited Healthy World Store, I would definitely go and do it.
There's a new store up. There's a brand new store that went up today. Actually, the brand new website for healthyworldstore.com. And for those people who tried to order yesterday, we apologize because in order to get the new store, we had to house the old store. Basically, it went down for about 24 hours. So right now, healthyworldstore.com has a whole new look and a whole new series of features that make it a lot easier for you to order and get the wonderful health products, books, tapes, DVDs, CDs, healthcare products that I heavily endorse, including OxySilver.
OxySilver is great. If you haven't tried it, it's the world's most powerful silver hydrosol, and it'll definitely keep you your immune system very strong. You may be a little past the flu season right now, but there's other coughs and colds and all kinds of things going around. Also, can prevent us from getting any kind of other infectious diseases by keeping our immune system strong.
Yeah, you know, that the question as to whether we're actually past the flu season, if you read Dr. Facchino's work from the state of Hawaii.
But she says that it's going to be going on until like late March.
March, yeah. They say that basically they're looking at a second wave of H1N1 as though the first waves were so horrific. Well, the recombinant that they've been predicting, and there's a possibility, and it's a very frightening potential reality whereby this H1N1 that has been vaccinated and all these foolish people who allow themselves, their body temples, to become impurified, they're going to shed those viruses up to 3 weeks with flu mist. Live, active, highly unstable, easily recombined, easily mutated viruses that can potentially pick up more detrimental, more pathogenic, stronger viruses such as H5N1 that kills 60% of the people that it infects. So we're not out of the woods yet with H1N1, but, you know, the likelihood is that if you have OxySilver, as we do, we're very, very thankful that we have that kind of protection in this age of the great plagues that has been predicted by not just the scientific experts, but also the Book of Revelation, the prophecies about how in the end times the great plagues shall come.
Well, there was some wild news this week. It looks like the horrible pharmaceutical cartel is going to be under investigation by the European Parliamentary Union, which is going to investigate them for their marketing fraud, their shortage marketing fraud that they've been putting on us through their media, which is actually the people that actually own them, which if you want to go to fluscan.com and read about what we've been talking about in the last few weeks, you'll be able to read about how the media is in control and how the media controls all of the pharmaceutical companies because they happen to own a lot of these drug companies like Rupert Murdoch. He's in partnership with CSL Pharmaceuticals, which conducted the first swine flu vaccination trials in Australia at the Murdoch Children's Research Institute. You can read all about that on fluscan.com. But it's really interesting how now they're under investigation, and hopefully people will wake up. That's going to be one of our latest news releases that's going to go out. We're going to talk about that. We're going to revamp and talk about things we've talked about before, but right now we're just going to talk about it again, because when these actually come true, when people are being investigated for things like this, it's not like we told you so. It's like we knew it was so, and we hope that there's other people out there listening tonight that haven't heard this news and will get enlightened by it, and we thank everybody that's on our team out there that's been trying to wake everybody up out there that's sleeping.
Yeah, you know, this pharma media, that's really what it amounts to, is pharmaceutical cartel is in bed, intimately connected to the mainstream media, and it's the mouthpiece. And there's new news that is forthcoming this week. If you're not on our mailing list, you'll certainly want to go to the new store, healthyworldstore.com, and sign up to receive our new mailings that come out periodically. And we're about to launch another series of press releases, one that Sherry's talking about, the Economic Unions and Parliament's initiative to investigate the fraud, criminal malfeasance in the vaccine arena. The scientific fraud is being advanced in the scientific journals, and that's what another news release, and a great news that we have forthcoming now, is the journal Medical Veritas, which is the truth-telling journal in medicine, is going to be having a new format, online format, and articles that deal with this issue of how the scientific journals, all of science, is completely manipulated. Right now, the mainstream media in science are the peer-reviewed scientific publications, and that the medical doctors are influenced primarily by what their journals tell them. And those journals carry articles that are not just biased, but hideously manipulated, and that the science published therein is fraudulent. It is pseudoscience, and largely it is done to not simply profiteer off of humanity's suffering through the drug industry and sales of drugs, but the toxicity that results from the drug side effects and the medical mind manipulations and the reliance, giving our faith and trust over to medical deities instead of to the great creator of the universe, well, that carries a toll. That breach of faith, the breach of covenant contract with the creator, essentially carries the toll of genocide. That word is strictly defined in Webster as the mass killing or enslaving of people for profit, politics, and ideology. And all three of those reasons today are why we're about to witness billions of people die on this planet, consistent with not just the Book of Revelation, the end time scenario, but literally what George Soros and what the other main Illuminati media manipulators, drug industrialists, have been saying they want to accomplish, which is a dramatic population reduction. Now, we're all primed. H1N1, vaccinations, these recombinants are out there. They're spreading. And the potential for recombination, as I mentioned, is very, very real. And that is, in my opinion, the only reasonable explanation for a national emergency, other than this shortage marketing and creating the legislative and the administrative behaviors and policies and initiatives that will finally do away with the United States Constitution, its freedoms, our freedom to exempt, for example, from vaccinations, and also our freedom for exempting out of quarantine camps that are virtual concentration camps. So it's time, folks, for you to really do your homework. And if you haven't woken up to these issues, it's time to wake up, and it's time to prepare your bodies to literally withstand the great end times plagues.
And what's fairly, very, very interesting about something I read was that they are claiming that they're taking back some of these vaccinations because of their shelf life, that they're not lasting over a certain amount of time. And that's an excuse because they really do have more vaccines than they know what to do with, and more Tamiflu, which is another drug that they use in collaboration with the vaccinations, and Metamune, which is a nasal spray. These are all things that they have huge supplies of. When they were telling you that there was a shortage of them, and they were only available to a select group of people like pregnant women and elderly people and people with that were sickly. So now they're opening up the door and saying these are available for everyone. And that is Fortino, who is also
Dr. Fortino from Hawaii.
Exactly. She's also responsible for withholding Barack Obama's birth certificate. So this woman is really a criminal, and we would love to take her down. And I think we're on our way to do it. We're going to work with attorneys like Phil Berg, and we're going to write an affidavit and continue on with what we've been doing. Dr. Horowitz has done some great work in Hawaii to help Emily Naoli and pass the resolution, which would basically start to keep our freedom in place with against these mandatory vaccinations that may be coming down the pike. So it's very, very interesting, the excuses they're making.
Times we live in, amazing. Yeah. Horrific scenarios, but great opportunities that we currently witness, we're facing here. The opportunity to stand up as heroes, literally to, you know, basically get into the face of the beast and say, enough is enough, let our people go, stop this genocide, and give us our freedom to choose the type of health care that we wish to have for not just ourselves, but our children's children, our generations to come. Folks, I want to also tell you that these are extremely important issues from the perspective of, will we actually exist as a human race? The potential for extinction of civilization is extremely real. The reality right now, you've got to tune out, turn off the mainstream media, get out of the TV brain, get into literally the research that's available right at your fingertips over the internet, and you can realize that the way that these viruses are spreading, man-made laboratory creations being injected into the human race and then spreading like this Tamiflu, I'm sorry, like the flu mist by MedImmune. And by the way, that is a company AstraZeneca owned, is primarily, again, to bring this understanding of the media and the pharmaceutical cartel, is the fellow by the name of Lloyd Blankfein, who's in charge of Goldman Sachs, who is the major mover and shaker that brought the acquisition of AstraZeneca and MedImmune to bear on currently the evolution of H1N1 vaccinations. This particular company and this particular person heavily wields the media. And Sherry, you can share more about the connections between Lloyd Blankfein and people like Michael Moore.
Right. Well, if you also want to visit fluscan.com, there's a link called SIGO, and you can check out the release that was written about Michael Moore. Michael Moore said in his film, Capitalism, A Love Story, that people like Lloyd Blankfein of Goldman Sachs were the people responsible, they were the capitalists responsible for taking away the pie from the rest of the people, not sharing the pie. But the reality is that Lloyd Blankfein, he is the person who bankrolls ABC Disney. ABC Disney actually owns the Weinstein Company, which is formerly Miramax. The Weinstein Company are the producers of Michael Moore's picture. So you see how that goes. There's controlled opposition in place. He's pointing the finger at the person who bankrolls his films. And believe me, Lloyd Blankfein would not pay for a film that was against him unless he wanted that information out there. That's the way it works. And so that's the scary part of it, I think.
Yeah, and the film Inglourious Basterds, which is a propaganda film, it basically says that the Hitler and the bad guys, led by Joseph Goebbels, the propaganda minister for the Third Reich. You know, we Americans were so rah-rah, and we were defeating the Nazis back then. And that's a film about that. That film comes out at the time where America is being used exactly like Nazi Germany, and with Michael Moore pushing socialism. Remember that Nazi stands for National Socialistic. It's a National Socialism Workers Union Party that was advancing socialism, and it was Hitler's policies and propaganda minister Goebbels' media persuasion that got that country to begin to engage the war in Europe. And so this is currently what the Weinstein Corporation, Miramax, Disney, this Goldman Sachs connection to the H1N1 vaccine maker, MedImmune and AstraZeneca, this is the flu mist that literally spreads live, active, heavily mutatable viruses that could be made much worse by whatever means they have, environmentally exposing these viruses to other more pathogenic species of viruses could potentially create the killer that they've been predicting. So extinction of the human race, getting back to that subject, is right now very real. I mentioned it last week and the week before just briefly. The Bayer Corporation, which has, a hideous history. You talk about the Nazis and the rise to power of the Third Reich. Their top SS were literally the top officials at the Bayer Corporation. It was called at the time IG Farben. It was the cartel that Bayer, BASF, and Hoax put together. And that the chairman of the board, Herman Schmitz, held more shares of Rockefeller Standard Oil stock than any of the Rockefellers did individually. That is how close their relationship was. A U.S. federal court decreed the Rockefellers, John D. Rockefeller and Standard Oil Company, as traitors to the United States of America, enemies national, for its marriage to IG Farben. And that this is the company that Bayer Corporation, which only a couple months ago lost a lawsuit. Talk about issues that affect we the people. Farmers of organic fields of wheat had brought lawsuit against the Bayer Corporation for the bees that were cross-pollinating from the genetically engineered seed stocks that the Bayer Corporation Agricultural Division had been marketing and selling. And that those farmers that planted those crops then had bees transfer that genetic sequence into the organic farmers' crops. And so the farmers brought a lawsuit that was victorious. They won. Why I bring that up is because we're not winning here in the human race. You know, we may be winning when we talk about wheat in a field, but the fact is that if you have vaccinations that are delivering viruses, man-made laboratory recombinants of Asian flu, Mexican swine, and 1918 Spanish flu dug up from a 18 Spanish flu dead corpse dug up in 1997 by Dr. David Spencer from the Centers for Disease Control, you suddenly realize this is what they put out. They put that out, and the genetic manipulation and the literally cross-pollination between, let's say, viruses that are in your body right now, if you've been vaccinated, you likely have not only herpes, Epstein-Barr, the simian cytomegalol, you probably have maybe worse things, hepatitis B. These are all vaccine contaminants and ingredients that literally can cross the species barrier and recombine with other species of viruses to create new viruses that infect the human genome. And so we're really potentially polluting the entire human race with those vaccinations and those foolish people who receive them being the transmission vector for these new types of genetic manipulations. In essence, we're really facing what Noah and the flood was all about. It was, if you go back and read Genesis, it was about the fact that the Nephilim, those supermen, you know, and it relates literally to this whole concept of the master race. You know, the New World Order is going to bring about the master race on behalf of the rise of the Fourth Reich.
Frederick Nietzsche's work, he's famous for talking about the super race, the Superman race.
Superman, yeah, the Übermensch, you know, in German. And so this concept now, the Nephilim were coming, the supermen of Noah's age were coming into the daughters of men and changing the gene line. Well, gee whiz, when you change the gene line back then, Creator got angry, made it rain for 40 days and 40 nights, and wiped out pretty much most of the life, except for, the story goes, what was in Noah's Ark. But today, it's different. Today, we really need to have a water solution to this horrific problem, tremendous problem. But also the fact of the matter is that we've got to take initiatives ourselves. We've got to come back into the law. We've been outlaws. That's what sin is all about, to be off the mark, to be out of the flow, to be in dissonance instead of harmony with nature and each other. And so this concept of evolving into the real master race, which is where we come from. We come from the Creator. We come from the divine family. We're brothers and sisters of the Messiah, Yeshua, Jesus. And ultimately, we've got to come back to that family in order to express our divinity and our protection against everything that is in this valley of the shadow of death, where 10,000 may be dying at our left, 1,000 at our right, but the reality is if we carry that faith and that trust in our hearts for this salvation corridor, it's literally a connection to the Creator. It's the contract that the Creator provided those who have ears to hear and eyes to see the spiritual truth. And we have so much evidence today about how it is that this whole creative reality is administered. The creationism, the whole concept of how the Creator works through sound, color, light, frequencies, and water to literally vibrate, hydro-resonate everything into existence. Profound implications for healthcare. Absolute revolutionary. We're right now revolutionizing the entire field of music. Musicians, I went to pick up an old Martin guitar that I had. My daughter Aria takes music lessons at a wonderful guitar shop in town here in Laguna Beach, and I just went and her teacher came out and greeted me and asked me about the new tuning that Aria had on her guitar. And I explained that it was a 528 hertz frequency. That's the frequency of love. That's the feeling you get in your heart when you're in love. That's a resonant energy. It's 528 hertz frequency.
What was his response to that?
He loved it. He loved every musician that we've talked to.
Great. Yeah. It's interesting to actually turn people on to that 528. Yeah. I think that's
what a blessing. It's like you want to turn people on to love, talk about 528. Because the more you hear it, and the more you sing it, the more you play it with any instrument, the more it vibrates in your body water. And you literally turn into this divinely resonating being. Now, get this, folks. It's all about healing. It's all about protection. Because there's nothing missing, nothing broken in the kingdom of heaven. The kingdom of heaven in the religious world is akin to the musical mathematical matrix composed of only 9 notes. There's 9 core creative frequencies to the musical mathematical matrix of physical reality. We're all coming out of water because in the beginning there was a creator in the water. We're coming out of God because water is part of the triune God. And you have to be in communion. You are in communion divine because about 80% of your body is made of water. And so 80% of your body is God. It's literally that element, H2O, that has the capacity to deliver like a fine homeopathic remedy all of the resonance energy, the vibrational energy, hertz frequency of love, 528 hertz, to deliver you right back smack dab in the center of the musical mathematical matrix of the kingdom of heaven. So that's the great news. That's the modern gospel. And yet you don't hear Rupert Murdoch or Thomas Glocer on Reuters News Service tell you about this.
Yeah, well, it's not on their agenda. Their agenda is population control and also to basically exterminate as many of us as they can. And it was interesting because, you know, a person that really talked about this, and nobody would ever suspect that this person would even talk about this, was the famous underwater sea guy, Jock Cousteau. And I think he said something like about 350 people a day needed to die in order for them to get to a point where it would be, you know, okay, the population would be under control. So he was one of those people, and then
350,000?
A day. 350 people a day, I believe.
No,
maybe you're thinking of 350,000?
I
know. There's a lot of people every day, every single day.
No, many more than that.
Well, that's what he's claiming.
Oh, okay.
Do you understand?
That was in the old days. Jacques Cousteau died.
Oh, yeah. I mean, but that was, you know, one of the first people that mentioned it. He was somebody Disney character, wasn't he?
Yeah, you know, I was just going to say, we just got a call in. We got a caller calling in. I'm going to give out a toll-free number now. If you want to ask a question or have a comment for tonight's audience, it's 888-815-9756. Call 888-815-9756, and that's bbsradio.com. Also, we're broadcasting tonight on love528tv.net. That's love528tv.net. Seth, we have somebody calling in?
Yes.
Hi, welcome to the Inside Hour. Who's calling?
Hi, Len. It's Max again from last week.
Hi there. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you guys doing?
Good. You're becoming a regular on the Inside Hour.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's a great pleasure to speak with some people who have some really great things to say. So, some pleasure's mine. Absolutely. I had a question. Len, when you were writing Healing Codes, I've heard you allude a couple of times to, going through some spiritual warfare type things and even being, divinely guided as you did it. I've been working for a while on an album in 528, trying to work, 9 tracks, one to do justice to each of the frequencies and kind of bring it out musically as much as that's possible. But I found myself really, undergoing some kind of spiritual warfare, basically, the kind of stuff that I heard you allude to in your talks. I was just wondering if you maybe could just speak a little to that point, what it was like, just maybe give a couple of anecdotal little things about when you were in the middle of writing that beautiful material and putting that out there.
Well, thanks a lot. That's a really beautiful question. It's really relevant for all of us. Just this week, and to cut to the chase, answer your question, I'm experiencing divine intervention constantly. My whole life is a divine synchronicity and a divine appointment, if you will. And it wasn't always that way. My life started to become slowly but surely that way back in 1990 with the case of the Florida dentist that infected his patients with the AIDS virus, and I became the chief investigator of the murder theory, and then my life changed. But most recently, it has been a real challenge for all of us spiritually, because the foundations that we have identified with, whether it's religiosity, whether you're, a Jew, a Christian, a Muslim, it doesn't matter, all of the doctrines and the dogmas are inconsistent with the real reality that's emerging right now. This whole concept of a spiritual renaissance, this whole concept of divine intervention in a world gone mad, the hypocrisy, lunacy, insanity, intoxication, depopulation agenda has got those of us who have ears to hear and a heart open to receive the love of the Creator and the Messiah. It brings us to a really, really challenging position. And here's what my revelation was this week that speaks to this issue. I had a real hard holiday. Really, really, really hard. I think it's been the hardest for me personally. I'm 57 years old, and I have to say that the last 4 or 5 weeks have been the hardest weeks of my life. And you could say, well, gee whiz, here's Dr. Horowitz. He's so evolved, psychologically, intellectually, emotionally. He's done all this behavioral therapy. He's done all these human potential growth opportunities. He's, studied religions and theologies from Buddhism to Judaism to Christianity. And he loves Yeshua and he loves Jesus. Well, how come Horowitz is having a hard time? And this past week, it occurred to me that I was being undermined by the people closest to me. I was being disappointed by the things that I had invested in that appeared to be great personal, heartfelt, loving intention investments. Not financial so much, but, having something to do financially, but primarily spiritually. That they were backfiring on me. And it dawned on me in a flash of an instant. I flashed on Jesus dying on the cross and what his last words were And his last words were, with tears streaming down his face, which literally tears, if you think about what they really are, given the sanctity, sacred essence and crystallography of water, being part of the triune God, tears are God streaming out of the windows of your soul to purge some blockage, to heal something that needs healing. And I recall that Jesus, dying on the cross with tears streaming down his face, said, "Forgive them, Father, for they know not what they do." And he wasn't crying for himself. He was crying for all of the ignorant masses that had persecuted him and brought the world into such dissonance and hypocrisy that he became righteously indignant. He pulled out whips. He beat the money changers at the temple gates, and when they crucified him, he didn't cry for himself. He cried for humanity. And to me, that is like one of the final steps or stages in bringing our hearts in love with the divine, in harmony with the Creator's essence, which is heartfelt loving intention to create beauty, and just a magnificent creative population that can prosper in all ways. And to come to terms with the dissonance, even Jesus at the end had to cry. His great challenge was to cry for and pray for all those people who are living their lives in dissonance, in virtually ignorance. Ignorance of the final frontier, which is our heart connection to the glorious Creator of the universe.
And also the realization that everything happens for a reason.
Everything happens for a reason, exactly. There's no accidents. And, you know, Einstein said that. The word accident should be erased from the dictionary. And everything, all the persecution that we face, and how I've been handling it more and more and have been compelled to handle these issues more and more, is I've constantly got to give it up to God because I can't handle it. It's too much. It's not even reasonable. It's not rational. It's not logical. It's out of my domain. I like to think, you know, with my Harvard degree, you know, an egoic mindset, I like to think that I know a lot, but I don't know anything when it comes to this new frontier of spiritual renaissance and emergence into our divine selves.
Einstein also said, "I know one thing that I know nothing."
Yeah.
And that's very true.
And this is very true. Especially you know nothing when you know, look around right now. We've got hideous catastrophes everywhere. We've got people so sick and dying. I briefly flashed on a news bulletin today about Alzheimer's disease that is going to be skyrocketing now with the baby boomers coming into their 60s and 70s years of age. Ultimately, we're going to be seeing more and more people who are brain dead, brain fried, and on all these medications. We're witnessing so much death. And the reality is, how do you hold on to life? What's real in this physical reality? And, you know, again, I applaud you for getting involved in the music and being creative with the love and 528 hertz and the perfect circle of sound, 9 core creative frequencies. That's, I think, the best thing that anybody could do today in terms of loving prayer and positive intention to help people heal and uplift the planet energetically. I think that's awesome. But then, again...
Wow. That's so sweet for you to say. Thank you so much.
Yeah, I think it's the best because the most powerful healing instruments and creative technology of all is this spoken word, the prayer that we emanate and the tonal quality that our lips sing and chant with these particular frequencies that are miraculous frequencies because they come directly from the Creator and everything's based on them in the physical world. So, you know, it's really great that you're doing that. And I have a feeling that that is what's necessary, that more of us need to sing in harmony with these divine frequencies in order to accelerate the spiritual renaissance, to save people from more pain and trauma, because it's not easy to be on the front lines of any great battle. We are literally on the front lines right here on this show tonight, and I know, you know, I say this very humbly, I say this, you know, having been so blessed by the Creator to share these revelations. What you're talking about with 528 is the key to the house of David that opens doors that no man can close, closes doors that no man can open. This is Isaiah 22:22 and Revelation 3:6-8. These are the keys, the musical notes that open up the spiritual vortices by which we can then re-commune with the Creator, and that is the greatest longing of all.
Amen.
Yeah, there would be no dissonance whatsoever in the world. There would be world peace if we were all in divine communion. Because if we're in divine communion, and our hearts are open, and radiating that love frequency vibration, then we're engaged in this communion and community and communication divine. And there's no dissonance. There's no illness. There's only uplifting spirituality and blessed divine sovereignty, where we are free to be all we can be. And so that's the outcome that we see. And there's only one way. It's like Jesus said, it is the way.
Oh, Len, this is really very uplifting as usual. If I could just share something with any musicians who might be listening, and an experience I had as I've been attempting to, you know, get these frequencies out there in, you know, in an uplifting and powerful way, I found that the spiritual side of it was far more than I ever imagined it would be. You know, I was a musician and I was fairly well known around the city, and I was, you know, getting praise, and I thought it would, once I heard your research, I thought it would be a simple matter of just retuning, but it turned out that these frequencies represent a completely different reality than the one we're used to. And as such, they really do require that you're in a different spiritual place, this place of harmony with, you know, with nature and this understanding of the Creator. And, you know, just that you're saying, you have to defer to the Creator to be there to give you the uplifting, you know, the energy you need to take this on. So to any musicians who might be listening, just to say, if you're finding, you're doubting yourself potentially as you attempt to retune or anything like this, that just pray through it, and you will get through it. And what you come out with on the other side will be an incredibly a beautiful creation that will benefit mankind.
BBSRadio.com.
Well, thanks for joining us again. We actually took a surprise break in the middle of that we just dropped out technically on BBS Radio, so we don't know exactly what happened, but, you know, it could be talking about heavy stuff like we've been talking about tonight. You know, there's spiritual warfare, energetic warfare. This is a signal that's going through the air energetically.
We're actually revealing some of the secrets here that there's some very evil people out there that don't want these secrets revealed, because that's the key to peace.
Yeah,
the key to peace and love. That's not what they're interested in. They're interested in dividing us and to creating these wars and creating these wars that shouldn't even exist, religious wars and racial wars. All the wars that you see are these wars are man-made, like the vaccinations, and they're really not even real.
War on AIDS. Yeah. Come get your vaccine. War on H1N1 virus.
Yeah.
How insane.
It's really, really insane, but hopefully we're getting more and more people to open up and really wake up to the truth. The more people that wake up, the less people that are going to die, because everybody they can tell, that's more people. You know? So we need to fight. We need to come together and fight against these people, and we're not fighting with guns and planes. We're fighting spiritual. It's a spiritual war. It's a spiritual renaissance we're going through right now. And all the people out there with us, we're all at the forefront of this. So all we can do is pray. Pray and think positive and keep doing what we're doing and keep spreading the good news like 528 and, And also, everybody, you got to keep your chin up because you realize that everything happens for a reason, and you believe that. So no matter how bad it seems, it's always really happening only for a reason that God knows the reason, and we'll figure it out whether we know it right away or we know it down the pike, but we'll look back and say, well, that's why that happened. But that was the lesson I was supposed to learn, and that's part of life. That's the beauty of life. If we can get that, then it makes it so much easier and so much more beautiful life becomes when we get that.
Yeah, beautifully spoken. Thank you for sharing your wisdom.
Thank you.
So that's what we do on the Inside Hour. We probably do that most uniquely than anyone, I think, because we're handling the good news as well as the bad, don't you think? It's very interesting.
And we're real. Anybody that knows us, watches us, we're really real. I mean, what you're seeing is who we are. That's how we are. And that's, I think that's really what's hopefully comes across to people watching us, is that you really get us. You're not getting any kind of radio personalities. No, we're just us. It's like one minute we were somewhere else, and now we're in front of you telling you the same thing you might have talked about an hour earlier with Big Brad. So, we're all brothers and sisters, so we're happy to share all of this with you.
Yeah, so I want to share a little bit about what we've done, and I want to encourage you to check it out on HealthyWorldStore.com. You can find there some extraordinary new products. There's liquid dentist that is profound. If you rinse with it for 2 minutes, you'll never want to use toothpaste or a mouth rinse again. Your teeth are going to feel so clean, literally more clean than you've ever felt them. And what's interesting about liquid dentist is that this thing called the pellicle, in which plaque grows. If you get a dental hygiene, is to clean your teeth, 20 minutes after you get out of the chair, there's this first layer of slime that's called pellicle. It's actually mucopolysaccharide that's secreted by your salivary gland that lands on your teeth and then begins to populate the bacteria that's growing in your mouth, starts to grow on your teeth, and it irritates your gums and it causes tooth decay. Well, that's in 20 minutes after a dental hygiene visit, but if you rinse for 2 minutes after good mechanical cleaning of your teeth with brush and floss, you then swish for 2 minutes with the liquid dentist, what you're going to be amazed to feel is your teeth so smooth, so clean, it feels like you just got out of the hygienist chair, and what's most amazing is that it lasts for about 2 to 3 days. It still feels the same way. And your tongue, you know, when you get a new filling, your tongue goes over the new filling and kind of wants to feel what's new in your mouth. Well, that's exactly what happens with liquid dentist. After you swish with it, suddenly your tongue is all over your teeth going, wow, I can't believe how clean that feels. And that's the cleanliness factor that is so good for you, because that's what you want to keep your mouth clean like that in order to prevent gum disease as well as tooth decay. So liquid dentist, check it out on HealthyWorldStore.com. And also check out the link to HealingCelebrations.com that has the 5 steps that are most important for you to protect your body, to literally reverse diseases quickly, most effectively, most inexpensively and naturally. Detox is number 1. Alkalization is number 2. Boosting or normalizing natural immunity holistically is number 3. Oxygenation technologies and therapies is number 4. And number 5 is the most suppressed of all. We've just been talking about it. It's bioenergetics. Resonance. Hydroresonance, bioenergetics. Everything from hands-on healing and prayer. The sound vibration of the loving, heart-filled intention to have a miracle manifestation for health and healing. That's a biotechnology and a bioenergetic technology that literally has the capacity to set humanity free from the drug industrialists that want you to pop magic pills to cure every ill, and then God help you when you do, because you're going to get sicker from all the side effects. So that's on HealingCelebrations.com. There's a link right at the top now of the page of the new HealthyWorldStore.com that'll take you to my official website, drlenhorowitz.com. It'll take you to HealingCelebrations.com. It'll take you to where you can view and learn. We've got many segments from YouTube that we posted and good video quality, good audio quality there that you can begin to review and learn all the things that we talk about here on the Inside Hour.
We always talk about great things. So there's great other products, the pet products, the permaculture products.
Oh, yeah, I forgot that.
Yeah,
a whole new permacultural, agricultural line of products now in the Healthy World store. If you're a pet fan, cats, dogs, horses, go to Healthy World Store Pet Department, and you'll see a whole new series of products that are great for your pets as well as for you.
And then there's also the Medical Veritas, which people can download.
Oh, yeah, that's brand new. We're just preparing a press release for that. You know, I want to thank Dr. Gary Goldman, who's been the editor-in-chief for many years of Medical Veritas Journal, because he really couldn't do it anymore. He really exhausted his resources, and so he gave us the opportunity to take over the medical journal. So as of January 2010, right now, Tetrahedron Publishing Group, Tetrahedron LLC, which has been in business and nonprofit service since 1978, is now the new owners and directors, or at least the stewards, if you will, of Medical Veritas, which is the quintessential journal that brings health scientists and medical doctors and physicians together with we the people, common folks who need to know what the truth is in health science. And so the first issue of Medical Veritas is actually online right now. You can get the whole download for $35. It's a quarterly. There's about 70 pages, I believe it is, 66, 70 pages, somewhere about that, for $35. And each individual article you can get for $15 in an instant download online. So look for Medical Veritas in the left-hand menu section of the homepage of HealthyWorldStore.com and check out PharmaGanda. It is an article that I have written with Sherry, and we've contributed that to Medical Veritas. It deals with the incredible monopoly that Elsevier Organization Corporation, it's a virtual medical monopoly over the media that persuades doctors to do what they do, which is a virtual license to kill through poisonous pharmaceuticals, the population. This is literally instituted and administered via the scientific journals that Elsevier has a virtual monopoly over. And so the first article is a whole expose on this organization, this corporation, and the company actually that oversees Elsevier, this whole medical monopoly over the mindset of the doctors, spins all the pharmaceutical propaganda, publishes the fraudulent studies, the pseudoscience they claim is legitimate. This company, Elsevier Publishing, that owns the major medical and health science publications, is owned by the company that is the U.S. Census Corporation that was instrumental in the Florida vote scam that gave us President George W. Bush. The Florida vote fraud was perpetrated primarily by agents and the technologies that were owned and operated by this company that literally controls what your doctor thinks today.
And the CDC is not innocent in any of this. They're always trying to play innocent. And my prediction right now is that they're going to be trying to really, now that the heat's coming on them, they're going to say, oh, we were influenced by the pharmaceutical companies to do what we do. In reality, they're all in bed together. But they're saying, they're trying to pull themselves back and say, oh, you know, we were coerced. We were convinced by these pharmaceutical companies that this, there was a shortage of the vaccinations. But don't buy into it. Don't buy into it. They all work together. They're all embedded together. And that's part of the plan, is how do you get the CDC off the hook. The CDC are the biggest fraudulent organization ever.
In the World Health Organization. CDC in bed with
the
WHO?
Yeah, they're the same. They're sister companies.
Yeah.
They're the same. Don't think one is different than the other. They're all the same. The World Health Organization, the CDC, they're going to try and say, oh, we had nothing to do with any of this. They're going to try and wash their hands clean. Like, they don't want any blood on it, but let me tell you, the blood is all over it. It's all over it.
Yeah, and I would highly recommend, like Sherry mentioned earlier, going to fluscam.com. That's fluscam.com. If you go there, make sure that you click on the articles that deal with this organization called the Partnership for New York City. And look at the connections between the David Rockefeller honorary founder, the media, mainstream media moguls, Thomas Glocer from Reuters News Services, board of directors of the Merck Pharmaceutical Company. You look at the Rupert Murdoch family that Sherry mentioned earlier with its links to the H1N1 organizations that tested pregnant women, CSL laboratories, the children that were tested, and the infants that were tested at the Susan Murdoch's organization,
yes.
Right?
Yes. It's actually, I think, Sarah.
Sarah Murdoch,
Sarah Murdoch, who's his daughter-in-law. She's running the vaccination trial at the Murdoch Children's Research Institute.
Yeah. So
and his son.
And his son, and yeah, his son, what's his name? John, was it? I think it was.
His son is actually the non-executive director of SmithKline-Beecham.
Which means, if you've got to look that one up, non-executive director, that's interesting. What you really see is that he's above the executive directors of the GlaxoSmithKline-Beecham Corporation that also is an H1N1 swine flu vaccine maker. I also mentioned last week that the other H1N1 vaccine maker that's been most newsworthy and most incriminated is the Baxter Corporation. And when you think about this concept that I relayed early in the program about how the genetic engineering and the GMOs as well as the vaccines that contain these highly mutagenic viruses, very susceptible to mutating and then really creating a genetic manipulation of the human genome, the human race.
Some things, James.
James,
James Murdoch.
James Murdoch, thank you. So that this whole concept of George Soros entering into the picture, because Baxter Corporation was run by a man by the name of Tony White, and Tony White was an employee of George Soros, who last May in the G5 meeting called for massive world depopulation. We're talking about maybe 6 billion people are targeted for elimination by these global industrials. The wealthiest of all are being basically investing in the quantum fund, which George Soros directs, the most lucrative and profitable of all of the money investment funds. And so this man, Soros, actually hired and worked with Tony White, and Soros positioned White as the director, the executive director of Aplera, Aplera Corporation. Aplera Corporation stole the human genome. They stole the human genome from the university professors and the doctors that were using it to advance in the public domain this great blessing of understanding of the complete genetic sequencing of the human race. Well, guess what? 2 or 3 weeks before it was finished, and this is in the book DNA, Pirates of the Sacred Spiral. You can get it online at healthyworldstore.com. And by the way, the newsletters. Look down at the bottom of the new page. You can see newsletter archives. Go back and read all those wonderful newsletters that we sent out and sign up for the new ones, because it's right online there. And you'll read some of this early report about George Soros and Aplera Corporation taking over the human genome, privatizing it, and making money off of every patent that's being sent to Rockefeller University and the patent officers therein and elsewhere in Aplera Corporation. It's all a global scam, and the big picture is we're dealing with spiritual warfare, just like in Noah's age, where the genetic manipulation of the human race was ongoing, so it is today, and this is the biggest, greatest challenge that literally we need the Creator to solve, because right now there's zero hope for humanity to think its way out of these circumstances.
Yeah, we definitely have to keep our faith strong, and we have to really open our eyes to the truth. And just give it to God, you know, give it to God and let Him take the burden, because we can't handle it.
We're out of time on the Inside Hour this week. Please join us again next week, same time, same place, on bbsradio.com. We'll probably be picking up some other networks over the next few weeks. We'll let you know more about that. Like I said earlier, you can get us online streaming video. I think we lost that video signal tonight as well. We'll have to check out our technology here in Laguna Beach to make sure our studio has a solid connection next week. But we're on typically www.love528tv.net. Love528tv.net is our weekly broadcast as well. And gee whiz, highly recommend you check out the New Healthy World store and look for and purchase and get to your doctors. Get every single one of your doctors to read the new issue of Medical Veritas Journal online right now, available for download at healthyworldstore.com. Toll-free number to call for any of these products or services is 888-508-4787. That's toll-free, 888-508-4787. And do yourselves a favor. Help us help others. Save lives with us. Become an affiliate of Healthy World Store, and you'll learn more about that in the coming weeks. Also, stay tuned tonight on BBS Radio for Don Nikoloff and Evident Footprints, coming up right after the Inside Hour. Sharon,
well, good night.
Say good night.
Good night, everyone, and God bless you all.